Let's get to the Caps here real quick. And most specifically, Alex Ovechkin. So here's what happened. I didn't see the initial email or message until this afternoon. All I saw was the Caps PR statement. So apparently what happened, the email, this is from hockeywriters.com. The email to season ticket holders reads, October, the start of Capitals hockey and Alex Ovechkin's final NHL season. And it goes on to list the accomplishments. We know them, the goal record, yada, 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 the whole nine yards. Well, the Capitals have since walked that back. The PR staff has said, let me find the pull up the tweet here. No decision has been made from Caps PR about an hour ago. No decision has been made on Alex Ovechkin's future following the 2025-26 NHL season. An email was sent from an individual with the corporate sales department that mistakenly alluded to next year being Alex Ovechkin's final year. So no further statement. So I'll tell you what I think in a second, but what do you make of this?
Yeah, I mean, it's something where you can probably put two and two together that it's looking likely that next year is Alex Ovechkin's final season. It, you know, getting that email out today, seeing that blurb kind of felt like, okay, I'm not surprised by this. It's not like it came out of left field and you're like, whoa, what? He's going to be done? No, I mean, everything kind of points to that being the final season. And, you know, it seems like from what they're saying, at least the PR staff is saying, and maybe this is right or not, who knows, but it sounds like they were saying that the salesperson kind of put two and two together, like we have here on the radio, talked about this plenty of times as well, like next year might be it for him. And they said, well, here's how we can sell a few more tickets. Here's how we can make sure we get butts in seats for not just big games against the Penguins, big games against the Hurricanes again, big games against the Rangers, pick your team. Instead, we're going to fill every single home game. Because, by the way, if it is Ovi's final season next year, every single home game should be sold out. Everybody should be in the building. Any chance you get, I'm going to make an appointment that I'm over there a couple of times to see Ovi in his final run, if that's the case. But you also want to give Alex Ovechkin, the greatest goal scorer of all time, one of the greatest hockey players of all time, an opportunity to say it himself. And so who knows? I don't know that the salesperson is wrong in assuming this. No one's announced it. The team hasn't announced it. Maybe we see at some point that Ovi does announce this. I think it's just getting a little bit hasty and the PR staff is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He probably hasn't even fully made his decision yet, by the way. I mean, the offseason just started for them. If he comes in next year, feels good, and halfway through the year, he's still rolling, he's still on a 40-goal pace, and he's like, you know what, maybe I give it one more go-around. So I don't even know that he's made his decision. I just think when you put two and two together, it looks like next year could be the end for him, and this salesperson said, well, let's see if we can get a little hasty with this, and PR staff's like, whoa, 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 chill out a little bit.
So the context clues are important. And again, you said something that I want to stress. I think it's very critical in all this. This is obvious, and for anybody, but I think it still needs to be said. Every player should have the right to decide when they make their retirement announcement, let alone what he's meant here, and let alone sort of the culture of hockey surrounding some of the reverence and respect that you know, peers have, but kind of that hovers around hockey. He deserves the right to make the announcement on his own time, and he should. So whether he wants the PR tour, not the PR tour, whether he wants the celebration tour, hey, this is my last year. Every time he goes to the arena for the final time, he gets his flowers. He gets his commemorative puck or commemorative stick or, a goalie pad from someone that he beat for a bunch of the goals. Whatever. He's earned that right, and that's obvious. So that should go without saying, but I said it. So, phase two here. I think it's real. I think they know. And they're trying to protect. I don't think anyone's done anything wrong here except maybe sales guy Sammy. He's trying to drum up business, and that's kind of to your point. What happened? Look at the context clues. Final year of his deal, okay, as the Caps get ready to sort of climb up, not even sort of, Caps getting ready to climb up even more in 2026-27. He's already done something that we weren't sure if he would need another year to do, right, in terms of the
Correct.
Goal record.
Yes.
So now it's just piling on. Now you go past the 900 threshold. Now, you know, when you end up at 925, 931, whatever it is, you've done something that nobody else has even sniffed. The greatest hockey player ever did not score 900 goals. There you are, right? To me, I think that's exactly what's happening. I think I couldn't have timed up better for him to walk away. This is just me speculating. I'm not sourcing anything, haven't talked to anybody. It makes sense to me, though, again, just based on all the context clues, that he's walking away. I think they probably know it. I think they want to let the Stanley Cup Finals happen. The offseason happens. He'll make the announcement when he wants to. If he wants to play his final game and then stand up and say, okay, that's it, I'm done, bye, he's allowed to do that. If he wants a retirement tour, he's allowed to do that too. Whatever he wants, he should get. But I think they know internally that this is it. And I think it leaked. I think the problem isn't the information. I think the problem is the leaking of it.
Yeah, I think it's probably something that it's, I mean, if you gave a percentage chance that it's probably his final season upcoming, it's probably north of 80%, right? I mean, it sounds like you're probably thinking more 85, 90%. I'd say I'm right around 80. Because, look, I think sometimes we get into this mode where we think, put yourself in his shoes, right? Mm-hmm. You just went through a grueling season where you were the number one team in the Eastern Conference. You bowed out in a disappointing series against the Hurricanes. And so you probably want a little bit of time off before you even think about next year.
Right.
Especially someone like Ovi that's accomplished so much. And look, he looked older and like someone that might be not fit against playing against the Carolina team, right? Like he struggled in that series. There's no question about it. But he probably needs a little bit of time. So I think a lot of times we just assume, oh, he knows. He might not, right? Like sometimes these guys know. They know when they need to hang it up. You hear guys talk about this all the time in the NFL. Like, I got hit the one time. I've heard B. Mitch talk about, you know, I was catching a punt and I was thinking what I was doing. He's like, at that point, I knew I was done. Ovi scored 44 goals this year. I don't think at any point he's looking at it saying, yeah, I don't think I have it anymore. I think he was totally fine. But you look at, like you said, the context clues, final year of his deal. What does he have to chase left? He might win another cup, and you can chase that every year. Like, sure. We can obviously talk about that. But, you know, if he wants to get to the next milestone is 900, he's going to play next year. He's going to get to that. Does he want to get to 1,000 career goals? We were talking about this before the show. If he wants to get to 1,000, that's likely at least 3 years, unless he's scoring 103 goals in 2 years, which he could do. You're never going to count out the great eight, but I don't see that being very likely. And if that's the case, final year of his deal, he said he wants to go play in Russia for a year when he's finished. I mean, it kind of all lines up perfectly where it was a magical season this year. Next year can kind of be the Ovi farewell tour. And by the way, you've still got a good Capitals team as well that they're going to go into next year with how they played this season as a potential cup contender again. And they're going to make moves to improve this offseason. So I don't see any reason why this is a huge issue. You know, this email and everything, I get that you want to give him his chance, but I would say there's probably an 80%+ chance that next year is his final year.
So the way I view this is it's just kind of a bummer that if this turns out to be true, it's a lot like the stupid name change for the football team when they didn't mean to reveal it while they were trying to do content in the micking the brand or whatever those videos were, or having stuff in the team store, having the helicopter look overhead. It stole the thunder from the announcement. Now, the announcement sucked, and we've gone through that, and it's the worst name ever, and I wish they would change it, but whatever. Point is, it let out some of the steam. That's what this is to me. And again, this is just what I happen to believe. I'm not sourcing any reports. I'm just looking at the context clues and going, yeah, it probably makes sense. I bet you they have a great feel that this is it. Now, maybe the guy, you could tell me, made a mistake and looked at the same salary cap table I'm looking at going, last year of his deal, I got to find a way to get my ticket sold. And, you know, it's a hard gig. So that's what he put in the email, and, you know, he's out of school. Entirely possible. I don't buy that, though. To me, this is one of those, I think everybody's on the same page. I think the organization has talked, and I think it's, Ovi knows, the club knows, and they're trying to do right by him. So the bummer here is it kind of, they wasted the good surprise on you. Like, sure. They pulled the pin here a little bit too early, and the fireworks are going off, and we haven't even sat down for dinner yet. That's what it feels like to me. But I wonder what you guys think. 800-636-1067. To catch you up, a salesperson from Inside Monumental Sports put in an email to season ticket holders. October, the start of Capitals hockey and Alex Ovechkin's final NHL season. The Capitals PR staff, about an hour and a half ago now, came out and said, no decision has been made on Alex Ovechkin's future following the 2025-26 NHL season. An email was sent from an individual with the corporate sales department that mistakenly alluded to next year being Alex Ovechkin's final year. No further comment on that.